Arkansas is known for its beauty. Rolling hills, scenic fields and valleys, and beautiful rivers run through our state. We want to keep Arkansas beautiful, but we need your help. Do your part by not littering and by keeping your community clean. Register for a local cleanup or become a litter grabber to fight litter at your own pace. Your community needs you. Join us in keeping Arkansas beautiful. Visit KeepArkansasBeautiful.com to learn more. This message brought to you by this station, the Arkansas Broadcasters Association, and the Keep Arkansas Beautiful Commission.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Third down, and our brother second down in inches here for the Bears, just outside the 35-yard line. And play action. Washington wants to pass. Flushed out of the pocket, running to his left. He's got the first down. He'll step out of bounds near the 30, and the Bears move the chains once again.
I don't think Washington really wanted to throw that ball too much because he never looked back to his right where he had a receiver standing about 10 yards downfield wide open waving his hands. And, I think that might have been a design run all the way or just he didn't make a read on the routes.
It went for 7 yards down to the 29-yard line, so it's another first down for the Bears, their 17th of the night. Handoff is to McCoy. McCoy following a big blocker down to the 25-yard line, and a flag comes in on the play at the end, and you would think this is probably going to be where you have a face mask penalty. I guess it could be a hold, but he's right at the end of the play.
He's looking like he wants to walk towards Sylvan Hills, but I'm not sure what the call is. I didn't see anything egregious, but Sylvan Hills players are starting to point at Mountain Home.
The play goes to the 26. It was a gain of about three on the play. And it is a personal foul and a face mask against Mountain Home. So they were looking. It's going to have to go half the distance. Should put it down about the 13-yard line roughly.
Is it inside the 30 where you start half the distance?
Yes, on a 15-yard penalty it is, yes. Yeah, I think it was the 13-yard line. So another first down. The handoff is to the fullback this time, and I believe that was Watson that was still in there, Sonny. I didn't see it.
Yeah, trying to watch him crawl out from
Hutchinson. No. It was in
number three. Yeah, I noticed earlier they went small with their fullback.
It's a 10-yard pickup and a first down, first and goal now for the Bears at the Mountain Home 3-yard line. Hutchinson's still a fullback. McCoy's the tailback. And it's Hutchinson, the fullback, who gets it. And well played by the Bomber defense. No gain on the play.
That time the Bombers were the ones that got the penetration on the play and drove Sylvan Hills back, and he had nowhere to go. There was no hole. It was closed down. It was a good job by the interior defensive lineman. You know, a little bit different now. You got Magoo. You got Tabor walking down more to a tackle slot when you're in a goal line defense.
So second and goal from the 3-yard line for Sylvan Hills. The handoff is again to Hutchinson. Breaks a tackle at the line of scrimmage. He's in for the touchdown.
Oh, had a chance to stop him there at about the 2 and just ran through an arm tackle. And that's what happens.
Deontay Hutchinson with the 3-yard touchdown run. And Riley will be in to attempt another extra point here for Sylvan Hills. Extra point is good. 10:35 to play. The Bears lead it 42-14. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, We support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank, member FDIC.
When it comes to heating my home, my water, cooking meals, or drying clothes, nothing beats natural gas from CenterPoint Energy. It's my most affordable option. It costs less to use than most other energy sources, and it's easier on the environment. So if you already have natural gas, keep it. But if you're replacing an appliance, choose it.
At CenterPoint Energy, we're investing in infrastructure to help bring comfort and savings to you. To learn more, visit centerpointenergy.com/naturalgasbenefits. CenterPoint Energy. Always there.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Here comes Riley with the approach and the kick. High end-over-end kick. Walker makes the catch at about the 9-yard line. And he is going to be stood up at the 19 and driven backwards from there.
Showed some good hands to corral that ball because that was a little iffy looking there for a second. But he did a good job of getting it in. And but that killed his momentum. He couldn't get any forward momentum, couldn't get ahead of speed. And good coverage by Sylvan Hills' kick team.
Sylvan Hills has had two long drives here in the second half. They've dominated the time of possession. Bombers will start this drive at their own 17-yard line with 10:25 to go. Hand off inside for the fullback, and it's going to be about a 2-yard gain. That was Pope that was in that time at the fullback position for Mountain Home. Down to 10 minutes left in this contest. The Bombers down 42-14. It was a 14-14 game in that second quarter. The Bears scored a couple of touchdowns in that second quarter to take the lead, including a 99-yarder that really was a backbreaker for this Mountain Home ball club. Nice run by
Hershberger,
wasn't it? Yeah, he was going to fight his way out to near the 25-yard line.
You know, that play, that 99-yard play, that was just changed the momentum, changed everything about the complexion of this game.
Yep. Third down, and looks like third and about two here for Mountain Home. Motion comes to the near side.
Ball.
Ball was fumbled on the snap, and let's see who's got it. Hey, it's Sylvan Hills football.
Yeah, I don't think we ever got the snap on that
play. First turnover of the night by Mountain Home. So Sylvan Hills gets the football back.
You know, a lot of people upset on that play. There was some movement on the defensive line by Sylvan Hills whenever Hershberger went in motion. A lot of people feeling like that was an encroachment call.
So the Bears take over at the 27. They got a new quarterback in there. That's McCoy that takes over at quarterback. He hands it off right side, and play goes to about the 25, pickup of two on the play.
Got some new offense. I mean, it looks like a whole new group here across the line.
It is. You're right. Thomas, who was the tight end, is now in the game at the tailback position. I'm going to give it to the fullback this time. That's Hutchinson who's still in there. He's going to spin his way down to around the 19-yard line. Looks like the 18. 7-yard gain. So third and a yard coming up for the Sylvan Hills offense now with 8:08 to play. Third and a yard for the Bears. Their second string in there now. The fullback's going to get it. Hutchinson, he's got the first down. In fact, he's going to wind up at the 15-yard line, a gain of three.
Sylvan Hills just really settled in here in the second half. They're kind of methodically now just hitting the bombers up the gut. And then if they feel like they need to, they'll pull out the little pop passes or an outside run. But as long as they can control this line of scrimmage, we're going to continue to just see a steady diet right up the middle.
That was their 20th first down of the night. Handoff comes to the near side. Again, that's Thomas. He's going to pick up about four down to the 11-yard line. Mountain Home with the blitz right up the middle that time, and the Bears ran away from it to the left side. Seven fifteen to play. Sylvan Hills up 42-14.
You know, Mountain Home getting a little penetration with those blitzes. They're just doing a good job of securing the football and getting past the blitzers.
Second down, toss sweep is to Thomas. Thomas hit at the line of scrimmage and pulled down. Nice job by Xavier Ivory from that defensive end position to make the initial hit.
And did a great job of smoking him right there, Brad.
Gain of about a yard on the play. So it's third and five coming up for the Bears. And Dawson Tabor looked like he may have been cramping up a little bit. He's going to come to the sideline.
Yeah, he had some problems at the lower leg earlier in the year, was suffering a lot of cramps and been pretty steady, the last few games. But this time of the game, you don't want to push anything with somebody if there's a defensive leader like that.
Third and five here for Sylvan Hills. Handoff coming to the near side. Great play in the backfield for Mountain Home. Finn Lee with the tackle. It's a loss back to the 13-yard line, a loss of three.
He did a good job exploiting the guy there. They didn't even pick him up when he came through, and he just stuck him down for a loss. It's good to see the guys out there, still bowing their backs. I mean, it's 5:51 left, and you're down 28 points, but these kids are still playing hard.
They are. Fourth and about eight here for the Bears. The offense stays out there.
You're not going to kick a field goal in this mess.
Nope. Joey Jones is the new tailback. They fake it to him. Emil McCoy is going to keep it on the quarterback. Bootleg to the right side. Runs over a tackler inside the five. Down to the 3-yard line. It's going to be first and goal now for the Bears. Boy, McCoy took on that tackler and ran him over and gets the first down.
You got to like you see aggressiveness out of those kids. That was two evenly matched, in size kids.
Uh-huh.
And McCoy just lowered the boom.
They're going to mark him at the 2-yard line. So it's a first and goal at the 2 for the Bears. Justice Franklin, the fullback, is in there. The quarterback is going to wind up back at the 9-yard line. Where do they stop his progress? Looks like about the 5. It's going to be a loss of about 3 on the play.
Yeah, not a very good job getting the handoff. He was trying to give that ball, and I think we actually got in there and didn't even allow him to make the handoff.
.440 left to play. Chris Adams in the game at fullback now for the Bears. And the ball goes to the tailback Jones instead. He's going to pick up a yard to the 4-yard line.
Ivory again in on the tackle. He's really shown up here in the second half.
4:09 to play. Sylvan Hills up 42-14 and doing a good job of running the clock here. This is their third possession of the second half, and they've had two long drives, and this is actually started this at the 27-yard line, but this is going to be the 10th play of the drive, starting at the Mountain Home 27 after the fumble. The quarterback McCoy is going to keep this one, and I believe he's in. Yeah, he is. Touchdown.
Yeah, got to give the credit to that one for the offensive line. I think they pushed him in. He didn't get in there on his own.
McCoy with a 4-yard touchdown run extends the Sylvan Hills lead. They can invoke the mercy rule if this extra point is good.
new kicker.
New kicker, that's right. This is Levi Parson, who's in to attempt the extra point. Kick is up, and it's good. With 3:40 to play, the mercy rule has been invoked. 49-14, Sylvan Hills. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Roger Talbert with Pegler Real Estate has roots that run deep here in Mountain Home. As a seventh-generation native, he's pleased to support the Mountain Home Bomber football team and is especially proud of number 54, Senior Aaron Talbert. If you're thinking about buying or selling in the Ozarks, choose an agent with over 27 years of experience in the business who knows the area. Choose Roger Talbert with Pegler Real Estate in Mountain Home. Don't make a move without him. Call Roger today at 870-405-5955 and go Bombers!
The Saracen Casino Resort of Pine Bluff in Jefferson County is a proud supporter of high school football in Arkansas. Our children are the future. That's why we're investing more than $350 million in Arkansas. We believe in families. The Saracen Casino Resort was founded by the Quapaw Nation, based in Oklahoma. But Arkansas, in fact, is our homeland. And as with our ancestors, we believe in children. That's why the Saracen Casino Resort supports your local team. The Saracen Casino Resort, building our community one student at a time.
You're listening to Mountain Home Bomber Football on KCTT, Galeville Mountain Home.
Touchdown!
Classic Hits 101.7.
There's the return from Mountain Home. This is Lucas Spurlock. He's going to take it from the 25 out to about the 29-yard line. Several Bombers having trouble with cramps out there tonight. It's kind of odd to see cramps, one, this late in the season, and two, on a cool night like tonight. There was two Bombers there after that play trying to stretch their legs out.
Well, it's been a tough night. We don't go very deep. We don't play a lot of kids. And so, you know, this is the starting offense still out there with 2:25 left in a running clock game.
Mm-hmm. Tabor in a quarterback. Bombers going to go with that four wide receiver set now, two on each side. Tabor's going to start to his left, looks back to his right across the middle. The pass is incomplete, intended for Logan Walker, looked like that time.
Yeah, just can't get a good grip on the ball tonight. I think that's probably one of the reasons we haven't seen this much tonight. You know, it's hard to throw a wet ball. And there's Tabor pulling on his calf, trying to get it to loosen up.
Down to 1:45 to play. Tabor still reached down before they snap the ball, trying to pull his foot up, stretch out that calf muscle. Boy, Hershberger gets popped. He's going to, looks like, get about 2 yards on the play out to the 30. 1:21 left. Bombers going with a hurry-up offense now. Tabor signaling the play, telling his lineman what's going on. Rolls to his left. The pass is dropped. That's Adam Sorrell. That's one that Adam told you, boy, I should have had that one.
Yeah, I hit him right in the hands. Yep. And it was a short pass. There was no coverage. You know, had some room to run.
Fourth down and 8 here for Mountain Home with 49 seconds left. At this point in the game, they'll keep the offense out there and see if they can convert on 4th and 8 from their own 30. 35 seconds left. Tabor rolling to the left. Sets up, fires. The pass is incomplete, and the Bears will take over. They're not even going to snap it because we're down to 21 seconds left. And
Sylvan Hills, good coverage from Dylan Nichols.
14 seconds left, and that's going to do it. The Bombers will come up short tonight, 49-14. Sylvan Hills gets back to the 500 mark with their fourth win of the season. We'll take a break, come back, bring it in the postgame in just a moment. 49-14, the final score. Sylvan Hills wins it. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The game is over, but our broadcast continues. The Bombers postgame show is next on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. Call 425-5040.
The Arkansas Prostate Cancer Foundation reminds you that one in seven men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in his lifetime. Stay in the game. The foundation recommends that all men ages 45 to 75 see a doctor to consider a screening for prostate cancer. Don't sit on the sideline. Prostate cancer is nearly 100% survivable if caught early. For more information, visit arprostatecancer.org.